Hello.
Hey.
Hey, sister Jeanette.
Why you saying hello like that?
Hey, sister Jeanette, how your day been?
No problem.
It's been.
It's been. That sounds like an interesting day. Tell us about it.
It's been kind of rough. My body hurts. Well, not my body, I guess. My neck and shoulders hurt, which is making moving around quite hard and difficult. But outside of that, it's been a nice day, feeling nice outside. I've just made it home, walking inside now.
After a long day, sound like you just need to soak in some water. That's what it sounds like. But right now, I was just waiting on other people to join. But I was going to say that I wasn't even going to do it. But some told me to just do it, even if it's just us that's on here that's doing it. You know what I mean?
What?
Just maybe they just pop in. Still have the subject and everything. Even though you like hear me all the time, like talking, mm-hmm. and like my motivation to move, but
I know what's going
still,
on.
That's what today is about. For real, my day is going kind of slow. I was hoping I'd be done. I've been having a lot of anxiety behind this stuff, though.
Well, you got anxiety.
Too much, man. Make me feel like I need some more consistent work. I don't like to be not knowing, so it makes me feel like, well, I don't know if I'm work tomorrow. Or, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It just makes me feel. I do know. It makes me feel like anxiety because, you know, I just don't be knowing. And I don't like that. I really want something more consistent so that I'm able to, like, start doing things that I need to do, though. You know what I'm saying? So, it's going to come, though. I am thankful, though. You know what I'm saying? For the little stuff that I do got and God do be doing. I feel like I just got to steward better over what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm missing something. Other than that, I'm good. I've been feeling real good lately, though, but I'm sure it's just allowing the Holy Spirit to move through me, watching little stuff that I do, so I'm not doing nothing wrong, but at least trying to catch it so that I'm not intentionally doing nothing wrong. I feel like that's my biggest thing, and that can take me into what I want to talk about tonight. For real. It's 40 after. But you want to bring us in and pray? Sister Jeanette? Oh, did you mute your phone? Hello?
Yeah, I was talking to the kids. What happened?
I'm bringing us in prayer.
Come on.
Opening up.
Oh, go for it.
I was asking you to do it, if you didn't mind doing it.
Oh, won't you now? Why are you like putting me on the spot?
I haven't put you on the spot.
You know, I'll be ready for all that. Lucky. How are you doing, baby?
Oh, wow. But if the apostle asks you to do it, then you'll do it. But anyway, Father God, I come before you today, Lord God. Thank you for the group, everybody that's in here, the people that's not in here, the people that may be on their way. Just continue to keep guiding, protecting us all, giving us and downloading what we need to learn, Father God, that you feel like what we need to do. In Jesus' name, amen. But yeah, I wanted to talk more about focus, being focused. And I can't drive and read, so, I mean, like, we might as well end this because I'm sure you're not finna even want to read. For real. And
it depends what, how much she's in your language. What was it you said, Hebrew?
That's why I want you to read from them. If you can find it, I'm still driving. I was hoping somebody else was on the line that can maybe do it, but it doesn't matter if you don't feel like doing it or not. What happened?
No. My phone doing that. Give me a second. This Hebrews 12:2, right?
Hebrews 12:2.
It says we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith because of the joy awaiting him. He endured the cross, disregarding the shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. That's what my version says.
Okay. Yeah. Just keep reading. I really can't. That's what I thought I would be doing by this time.
You said keep reading. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary or give up. After all, you have not yet given your life in your struggle against sin. And have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as his child? Mm-hmm. he said, my child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline and don't give up when he corrects you.
I got a package here, sir. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm telling you this. I hear you, though. No, but go ahead. I'm listening.
I can wait. Where was it?
So do all of the packets come here?
What?
All of the packets come
yes.
to the
you see that table with the computer? Yeah, just leave it on that.
Over here?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello?
Yeah. You move both of them?
Yep.
Yeah. It's the morning. Who got some in the microwave?
Yeah. Eating noodles.
Better trucks.
Oh.
I contract through them. So I work for myself and I just like get business through them. So
you but,
I do, but I always take it to another building, and when I do take it to that building, they always try to direct me somewhere else where the packages go. But I normally just be in a rush. But today I seen the sign that said drop offs, and then I seen you behind me. That's why I pulled over to follow you to see where you were dropping it off at. Sorry.
All deliveries go here, except if it's construction. Then that goes way the hell
out of there. Yeah, I'm not sure. I know it's this thing right here, though.
Yeah. All deliveries from here.
All right. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah. Hello? Yes, sir, you too. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, my bad, man. All right, that's how I'm so going to be gone. It was looking like, but... No, go ahead, finish, because that's good, though, that I, I want you to finish because I want to get to what I got out of reading. So,
where did I live out? Wait, go back. Come on, fine. I need my charger.
No, I really need to do
for the Lord, as for the 12:6, to my knowledge, for the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes each one he accepts as his child. As you endure this discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own child. Whoever heard of a child who is never disciplined by its father? If God doesn't discipline you as he does all of his children, it means that you are something.
Okay, you can stop there because then now it's going to get off into something else it did. But the first beginning of what you was reading, dang, I hate that I'm not able to look at it with you. But the first part of what you was reading, what I took out of it was of a guideline of staying focused. You know what I mean? Like an eighth of it. Not a lot. like they dug into a lot of like how to do it, but you know, it kind of gave you like an idea or a sense to me of, you know what I'm saying, of staying focused, you know. And a lot of the times I feel like that if we do that and keep our eyes on God, you know what I mean, and trying to stay connected to him and not doing things of this world, right? Because they were saying that it's so easily to do something, to get tempted to, you know what I'm saying, to do something that will cause you to be carnal, you know what I mean? And I believe when you do acts of things that causes you to be carnal, you don't hear God, you know what I'm saying? And you don't hear God, and, you know, you don't bear good fruit by doing that, you know what I mean? Yes, everybody do go through things, and, you know what I'm saying, we all are not perfect, you know what I'm saying? But I do believe that intentionally doing carnal things, you know what I'm saying, will cause you, you know, not to stay connected. And by you not staying connected, that's what they were getting into next. I feel like it's when God start disciplining us, you know what I'm saying? Like, things will start happening in your life, you know. And I believe, like, the average person will think, oh, man, it's just life, or what a coincidence, or something like that. But a lot of times, it don't even be a coincidence. A lot of times, it be the fruit, the bogus fruit that you done bear for some stuff that you done did. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like that's what I was getting out of that. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, it's just a time for everybody to stay focused. Now, whether that's sometimes it's hard. You know what I'm saying? I think people take that phrase of fighting your demons, fight my demons. Like, they just take it and, like it's just something to say. But are you really fighting your demons? You know, like, it's a fight. Yeah, but, like, I feel like some people may just say it, like, when somebody fighting their demons, like, you really fighting from bad and good, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a fight to keep this thing up. It's a fight to be like, oh man, I'm gonna come here, I'm gonna go to church, I'm gonna do these groups, you know what I'm saying? It's a fight for me, you know. I can't speak for everybody else to do that, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel like that when people say that they fighting their demons, we should focus a little bit more harder on really what are we doing and what are we fighting, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like we gotta fight more besides just really saying it, man. Like, you're like really fighting your demons, you know. And when you don't fight your demons and allow things to happen, you know what I'm saying, I believe that's when God starts disciplining us. And sometimes I feel like when God starts disciplining us, some people go deeper into their mess. You know what I'm saying? When in reality, it's like when you see little things that pop up, my opinion, you know what I'm saying? When you see things that pop up, like, no, this is out of the ordinary. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, life stuff happens, things happen. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
When things happen, you know what I'm saying? I believe people just don't look at it like if, you know what I'm saying? Like, what they do on wrong, and God just punishes us from it. But what's your opinion on what we just was reading? Or, like, staying focused or whatever?
My bad. Yeah. No, I feel like nothing is supposed to be easy. And to do anything, you have to put work into it. And really put work into it and not just try and do something in order for anything to work or happen or to get anywhere. To see good fruit, to see what's the word I'm looking for. Progress. You got to put work into something, and if you're not, then you're not. You can expect anything, I feel.
Yeah, right. You know, and I also feel like that people, when they do put work into something and then they feel like, oh, they slipped or did something, I feel like people tend to give up then more. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but that's what the enemy wants you to do anyway. So he's definitely going to do his best to make you want to quit when doing something good or further away from his thoughts or what he wants. Yeah, the enemy definitely going to try, and you gotta see them tries and tests, you know, or just not beating yourself up as bad when you don't get what you want or you don't see what you want or get what you want. It's like, don't do that. Just keep going.
Yeah, but I can see how people give up too, though. You know, like, this isn't working. You know, because if it was working, why would I have did it? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would I have did whatever that they do? You know what I mean? Like, this is working. And, you know, but a lot of the times, it was like what we was talking about in Bible study. I think it was yesterday. Talking about in Bible study, like, you know, we got to stop beating ourselves up like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, stuff don't happen. People are not always at their best. You know what I'm saying? But I believe when you notice and stuff like that, you got to get back up and fight. You know what I'm saying? And you got to stay focused. And some people use stay focused in a sense of it's something got to be wrong. All the times it ain't nothing got to be wrong. For you to stay, for you to be like, oh, I'm focused. I'm trying to stay focused. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, if I told you, man, stay focused, what would you think? What would be your first, like, thing? Want somebody to be like, stay focused.
Keep my mind on the plan, the prize. And not give up on it.
Yeah, but some people feel like when you keeping your mind on a task or you making sure that you keep your mind on a task, in a sense, some people feel like they still doing something wrong, you know, and they go back into, like, overthinking a situation, you know what I mean?
That or stopping. I said that or stopping, but, yeah, that's what could, you know, in the beginning, will look like, or in the midst, in the middle of something, like a person that think like, okay, it's not working no more. What else is there for me to do? Like, yeah, but that's also what the enemy wants you to think too, though. It'll make it look like, oh, what you doing ain't doing no good. What's worthless, yeah. This point, you wasting your time.
Right. In the midst of you trying to stay focused, that is what the enemy is telling you. You know what I mean? And a lot of people give up then. You know what I'm saying? And this is a point about just going hard, man. And I feel like I'm battling in that right now with this whole thing. You know what I mean? Because it's like you got to fight it, though. You know what I mean? It ain't easy, man, because it's so easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. You know what I mean? And I just feel like that. That's the reason why people don't do it, because it's just so easy to give up. It's so easy to give in to the temptations. It's so easy to give in to the world. But this is the hard part. The hard part is fighting. The hard part is steady showing up to the fight. You know what I'm saying? And really staying focused on the task and not allowing the enemy to get in your head, like what we saying when most people think about what they doing and trying to stay focused. It's that voice in their head that, what you saying, like, it ain't working, you need to give it up. You know what I'm saying? Because it has happened to me on this journey. Like, oh, man, you know. But I just feel like I just need to stay focused, man, for real, because I feel like that there's something greater behind this. I did everything else as far as, like, trying to do it on my own, you know what I'm saying? So why don't this time really do it, like, the right way, at least so I can say, man, I did try, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For real. But, I can see why it's, why it would be, I can see why it could be hard to people, man. We be conditioned to being in that type of, excuse me. We be conditioned to be in that state of mind that we in to stay in that survival mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, because over here, you got to put more, it's less survival. Faith when you're not of the world, my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because when you in the world, you got to survive. So you doing things to survive. You know what I'm saying? Versus when you not of the world, you know what I'm saying? You got to be more on top of faith and moving in faith. You know what I'm saying? Putting down your old foolish ways and knowing that it's going to be okay. You know what I mean? And I went through a moment of that too. You know, of really testing my faith. You know.
That's something now somewhere. I'm trying to find it. I thought I saved it, but looks like
something in the Bible. Yeah, no, I feel like my faith was being tested on this journey a number of times, you know what I'm saying, of not doing things that I would do in the past, of trying to survive, right? Because at the end of the day, we all just really trying to survive, you know what I'm saying? And surviving is just living life, you know? We're living life, but it's so easy to live life and to lose track of focus. Some people not even focused. Some people move through their life and just be moving through life. And that was another thing that I wanted to touch on tonight, was about just moving through life. You know what I mean? Because I feel like people do that too, and that's why it's so important. I'm glad, as much as, you know, I ain't going to say as much, but the difference between trying to do the right thing and really trying to do things of the world, it is a difference within it. You know what I'm saying? And it's a fight, but I feel like it's a good fight, because at the end of the day, it do make me feel good. Do it make me feel like how I used to feel? No, I feel like it's a better feeling than that. You know what I'm saying? But you have to be in a different place. You know, that's why it's always about changing your thinking too, because you got to be in a different place to feel like that. You know what I mean? Because if you're not in that different place, you're not going to feel like over here is better. You're going to feel like, man, I can be partying right now. Or I can be, you know what I'm saying, selling drugs. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like anything. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I feel like your mind got to change in order to really want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to want to do this. You know, and I feel like most people don't do it, not just because it's harder to do it over here, but they just don't want to do it because they're so stuck up in things of the world. You know what I mean? With things of everything just being so easy. Temptation is so hard to come. You know what I mean? Not come, that ain't the right word. I'm about temptation is everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And depending on the type of temptation that comes along your way will depend on the type of discipline coming your way, you know what I'm saying? Because some temptations are come our way, and it'll mess up a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot, you know? And you say what?
No, talking to Jamal.
Yeah, I feel like temptation will show up, man. It's different levels of the temptation with the discipline, too, though. You know, if that makes sense, my opinion. You hear me?
Wait, repeat that last part.
I said, I think temptations, depending on the type of temptation, the type of things that we do, all depends on the type of discipline that comes behind that. You know, just being carnal, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't think you've been disciplined from it, but in reality, a lot of stuff pop up people don't pay attention to. Like, they might lose their job. They might, you know what I'm saying? It'd be little stuff. Life happens, but I don't know, man. We got to be cautious about these temptations. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
We really do. For real, because they can mess up a lot.
Temptation comes in all different forms, sizes, and makes and models. It does.
Yeah, it do. And it be all around us. And we got to stay focused on that. You know, because especially now in our life, and I feel like now that, what I was saying the other day, too, it's like,
okay,
I just don't have time for a lot of stuff. But my mind state is different now. It ain't the same as it was 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that took time, too. That just didn't happen overnight. It took time, and some people don't be willing to put in the time. You know what I mean? And that's when I feel like you find yourself going in circles. And
messing
I found
up.
Myself going in circles with everything that I was doing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you even look like you prospering from not staying focused and being carnal. Or, you know, some people really feel like that. And sometimes people do. You know what I'm saying? But I believe it be things of the devil. Like, you can be straight right now, but it'd be something that come along, or your lifespan might be short. It'd be something. Because a lot of stuff is spiritual is what I'm starting to realize, too, though. You know, like, I be looking at stuff sometimes like, man, this is like something spiritual. You know?
Yeah.
Like earlier with dude, I believe that was spiritual, but I failed the test. You know, and at first, I was passing it. You know what I'm saying? But I think that it's like that if the temptation around me too long, I might fail. And that's the part that I feel like, you know.
You ain't got the pressure part. It's the weight down, the pressure part. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. As you know, they say pressure plus pipes. So we got to be able to withstand that pressure, man, if we're going to fight this journey and go on this journey. Because I don't know if it's like, don't quote me on it, but it's like, you know, it's, they always say it's not for the swift, but it's the one who endures to the end. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever heard that saying before?
Mm-hmm.
It's for the people that endures to the end, all the way to the end. And I believe that's the people that's going through them temptations and fighting. You know what I'm saying? They might fall, or they might get, you know what I mean? But they steady coming back. They steady trying to make it right. You know, and them the ones that go to the end. My opinion. You know, we got to fight these temptations. And earlier, I was fighting it, but it was like the longer he was in my face and just saying something, you know, it was like, oh, man, let me just give him what he wants. You know, like, I went back into that place that he was coming from.
You definitely went back. You went back when you took the steps back. Yeah?
Yeah, like, I should have just kept walking. You know what I mean? And I knew. And a lot of times, it be us, too, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I said this a few weeks, and in group two, though, that God don't put no more temptation on us that we can bear. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but we choose not to
bear it.
You know what I'm saying? And I really believe that because I chose to turn around and say something and give him what he was looking for. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, that temptation wasn't too big for me to be like, man, just forget it. You know, like how I was doing that first. Like, man, I know he just, you know, one of these people that just want to say something. I could have really let that go. You know what I'm saying? And that's the type of stuff that I got to be working on. You know what I mean? Like, we all got problems and stuff. You know what I'm saying? For real. But I could have did a lot better. And that just, oh, wow.
Hmm?
My bad. I made the wrong time. I'm sorry. Yeah. It'd be that type of stuff. Yeah. Them temptations. It ain't that hard. We choose to not. We choose to give in to these temptations. You know what I'm saying? We got to get to a point to where it's like we less of giving in to temptation. All them temptations is always going to be there. It ain't going to be never a day where we're like, oh, man, my temptation phase is over. I don't care how long we, you know, as I feel like as long as we live in, there's always going to be a temptation right there. You know what I'm saying? But as we going to withstand this temptation, and that's where I'm at with it. You know what I mean? It's like making sure I can withstand it. Not withstanding in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I need to withstand it a lot so that I'm not going through things where it's like, man, he just still right there. You know what I'm saying? The temptation right there too long enough. And then I give in. That's what I'm working on. And that's what it's time for. We got to really stay focused, man, and not keep repeating these same things over and over. Or I'm going to keep, I ain't going to be able to pass the next level. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm willing to pass, man. I'm sick of going through the same thing.
You'll get somewhere, but that's where it also come back. And then what was just said, putting the work in to get somewhere. If you're not putting the work in, you know you're not gonna go nowhere. So, yes and no, it's like you putting the work in just sometimes, you know, to say that you're not going to go to the next level. You just slowing it down maybe a little bit, you know, then that's what will make you give up.
Yeah, it was like something, too, that we was talking about the other day in Bible study. It said something like, we are cleared of sin, but the sin is still in us, or something like that. And I felt like that just made so much sense, you know, because a lot of stuff, just because we over here and trying to do the right thing, a lot of stuff is just still in us. You know what I'm saying? And them be the things that now that I'm trying to fight, the stuff that just still in me, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is clearly a sin that's just in me. You know what I mean? And trying to fight him, man. For real. Straight up and recognizing it, you know what I mean? And not beat myself up like, oh, man, you're not moving too fast, or you're not like this person, or, you know what I'm saying? I really sit back and focus more so on me and worry about me. All of us, like, when you used to be like, even though I don't feel like I'm doing it on my own terms, I'm really starting to wreck. That's what I was saying earlier. Like, I look at a lot of stuff now spiritually, too, because a lot of stuff is, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, that's just in me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I got to get it out.
No.
I do. And the only way I'm going to be able to get it out and keep it out is by staying focused, keeping my eyes on God. You know what I'm saying? When I fall, I get back up. Like earlier. You know what I mean? I'll slip and, you know what I'm saying, match this energy.
You know what I mean? But I had to calm down and bring it back. Like, no, man, you shouldn't have did that. That was the Holy Spirit convicting me. The Holy Spirit will convict us right away, too. We don't be listening to a lot of stuff. Or we do it because we want to do it, like, earlier. I did that because I wanted to do it. You know what I mean? And I got to get to a point where I don't want to do it. Like, I just don't want to do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like how that movie was the other day when we was watching, and that girl, remember with the girl? In the movie, when she was like, man, you got to do this to the girl. And she was like, I'm just not, that's just not me anymore, or something. And then she went to the bathroom or whatever. Remember the movie? You don't remember?
Mm-mm. I'm trying to remember what we watched, you know? Well, you know me and my head, my memory, it ain't all there.
Girl, what you say?
I can't remember.
Huh?
Knock it off.
Nah, but how are you able to stay focused? How do you, what are some things that you do to stay focused?
Writing it down for remembrance. I don't know. How do I stay focused? Yeah, I'm gonna say writing down is my biggest thing to keep it on my mind, on like a to do list or a goal list, you know. But not letting too much get to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to work
put me off to get me to put me on a detour, yeah. When you let things get to you, you just put yourself on a detour.
So how don't you let stuff get to you? What type of things do you do?
Man. Well, saying if it's worth any of my energy, any of my time, is pick God. You know me, I pick and choose my battles. I'll do that within a little bit of everything, you know, to say, like, okay, if I want to.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. A rabbit just ran out in front of me. I'm sorry. I hear you, man.
If I put energy into this, why am I getting mad at this? Is it going to change anything? What am I getting out of, you know, having that in mind is what helps me.
Yeah, I think I need to start looking at stuff like that. I don't know. I just be like, I don't know why I will allow stuff to get to me. You know what I'm saying? And that will cause me to not stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
you gotta think about, like, okay, if I continue to be mad, or if me getting mad, is that gonna change anything? Like, what are you really getting out of it? You have to ask yourself that. Yeah, is this worth my time? Is this worth me steady putting energy into? You have to.
You're right, man. I like that. I gotta use that tactic. So just thinking like this stuff, this don't require my energy. You just like the guy earlier, like this just don't.
Yeah, so just something was just his, not his time at that moment. You know, let him go through what he was going through, instead of getting mad on his level like life wanted you to do. You should have said some encouragement or kept walking to the car, you know, to, instead of turning back around.
I know, right? And it's always, to me too, and I got to stop doing that because I always hit, oh, I should have, could have, would have. Like, that should have, could have, would have stuff. It got to be a point to where it's like, man, no, seriously, it got to be to a point to where that stuff is like, man, this just got to stop. You know, and that's where I'm at too, man. It's like, come on,
yeah,
God, enough
or do
is
a,
enough.
Or do a quick could have, should have, would have. Before you get mad or pop off, you know, do that beforehand, not after. Change the protocol and what you're used to, that's, you know.
Changing the protocol, that's good. Changing the protocol.
Gotta change
that's
the protocol.
Just stay focused. And to keep my eyes
in the press.
Stayed on God. Really don't matter. This is it for me, and I feel like that too, man. I'm getting too old. For real. It's like, I really do just want to do the right thing, though. You know, it's easier said than done sometimes, too, man.
Correct. It's correct. It's always a little bit, it's always going to be easier to say something. Action take work. Action takes, you got to think about it. Your action is your pride.
I
not
know.
Your
and
word.
I feel like, and I feel like I'm not always my best at like action, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely strive and to try to be, you know what I mean? Like, I'm noticing a lot of stuff that I do that I still got in me now is a lot of stuff that just been embedded in me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just, and it's just like I'm just trying to beat the curse. You know what I'm saying? I'll break the chain on it. You know?
Yeah.
But it's like,
but you know you're going, but it's always the right step when you recognize. If you didn't recognize, then you just straddle.
Yeah, because I like
recognize
to feel like
is an action.
Yeah. No, you're right. And I like to feel like that I like to be more about action than just saying stuff. Some stuff just be, you know, but that's just me making an excuse for it too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made an excuse. No, seriously. I made an excuse earlier, like, let me just give him what he wants. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I got to stop making excuses for the things that's really holding me back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I really do, because I feel like if I don't, I'm going to always not be able to pass some good temptations like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be a lot more sharp. I was listening to a sermon and everything right before he did that earlier, you know, and it's like by the blink of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just gotta watch that. But no, this was definitely good though. For real, I'm glad we were still able to. I'm glad we were still able to get on here, you know, and
yeah.
Still keep it going, you know what I mean? I hope everybody else that wasn't able to make it is going cool and good, you know. People just be having a lot of stuff going on. But no, I appreciate that, man, for real, of being here and being supportive to the cause. And I would say, what did you take out of tonight? Hello?
I'm here. I had to deal with the kids. What did I take out of tonight? For me to not give up on myself and keep pushing towards. A vision that could be, and seeing it's not just a what if, you know, because that's really what I do, being my own enemy of leaving stuff in the what if or imagination land and making it reality.
And that's similar to what I took out of it. It's like, you know, just staying focused, you know, and not giving up and challenging myself a lot better when temptations do pop up. You know what I'm saying? That I'm withstanding it and not feel like, oh, man, I didn't pass it. You know?
Yeah.
I want to start passing more tests over them, man. So that's what I took out of tonight. I appreciate that. If you come in, I will take us out.
Okay.
Father God, thank you, Lord God, for tonight's meeting. Even though it was just the internet, I still feel like, you know, we got appointed for our soon. Head group, which is a blessing still. Just thank you for everything. Just continue to keep guiding us, Father God, and protecting us, Father God, as we travel through this crazy world, Lord God. Bless everybody, Father God, because a lot of people need you, Father God. A lot of people try to just not go to your word for whatever reasons that they have, Father God, but just continue to keep guiding and protecting them somehow, some way, Father God. Continue to just keep moving through us as we move through this world, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. No.
Amen. Right. My bad. You know the kids be loud. I be muting. Okay, come on, baby.
All right, I'm done anyway, so all right.
Okay, come on.